You are there to bring the blessing of God on this place and rid it of the curse and get the sorrow out of it.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
God has an assignment for each of us to influence the world we live in. Join Kenneth Copeland today as he shares how to recognize and know the voice of the Holy Spirit next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Now let's go over to the New Testament. Let's find out what the New Testament says about a Christian. God's mind, God's view, God's design of the gospel was for every born-again child of God to match this pattern. First of all, let's look in the 8th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Did I tell you 1 Corinthians? Good, because that won't work. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 6. Now, you need to go back and study all this very carefully. Get you several different translations and study it. Because this was teaching done while an offering was being received. That's a scriptural thing to do. You don't need to be giving in the dark without knowing what the Word says about it. Insomuch that we desired Titus that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Verse 7. Therefore, as you abound in everything in faith. Now, they were abounding in faith, abounding in utterance, abounding in knowledge, abounding in diligence, abounding in their love for him and for the ministry of that church. See that you abound in this grace also. Now let's go down to verse 9. Let's see what that grace is. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. Now, we've already begun to learn what God's viewpoint of rich is. Rich is no sorrow with plenty at all time to do whatever you need and to do it with a good, strong, healthy family and a good, strong, healthy future. Amen. Amen. So now, go over to the 9th chapter. Are you ready? Oh, you got to see this. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, boy, that word is big. When I first saw that, and I read always, I thought, you mean all the time, always? Well, always is always. In the Bible, always is not like it is when you hear it in church. Always, well, yeah, but you never know what God's going to do. It'd be always if you do it God's way. Amen. That you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. Who? Blessed be the man that feareth the Lord and delights greatly in his word, in his commandments, in his way of doing things. Isn't that the way the 112th Psalm started out? Now, oh, it just gets better. Now, he that ministers, he that ministers, didn't say provides. I read it that way for years, and the Lord finally corrected me one day, and he said, why don't you see what that means? What? Oh, he ministers seed to the sower. He that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and ministers the multiplication of your seed sown and the increase of the fruits of your righteousness. I got to take a little bit here now. Listen carefully. He ministers it. You hear me now? Jesus is the high priest of the body of Christ. He is the high priest over this system we're talking about here. He's boss over that thing. We saw him walk in it without measure. And now it's time for the body of Christ to walk in it without measure. We're at that place. Spirit, soul, body, finance, socially, politically, family, future. I mean, touching everything of human life. He ministers it. Well, how does he minister anything? Does he minister salvation? He does, doesn't he? Isn't he the baptizer in the Holy Ghost? That's him, isn't it? Same fella is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. How does he do it? Does he have to come down here and put his hands on everybody who gets baptized in the Holy Ghost? Now, wait a minute before you can be so quick to answer that. Yes, he does. But your hands are his hands. He has come to dwell here. Don't tell me he ain't come down. He's been inside me now for over 40 years. 46 years. Amen. How does he minister? Through his word. Are we the body? Body of what? Huh? All right. Translate the Greek word Christ. What does Christ mean in English? The anointing. Aha. Uh-huh. What do you think the anointing is? It is the blessing in manifestation. The glory of God in fullness. Not just in pieces. You have to learn it in pieces. You can't learn the thing all at one time. Now, he uses the body of his anointing to minister. The word minister in the book of Hebrews, where all of this is explained, we're going there just as soon as the Lord will allow us to, is actually the word for administration. And it's translated priest. It's translated in numbers of different ways. It's translated counselor. It's translated in different ways. Translated minister. We talk about ministries and minister, but we talk about the high priesthood of Jesus because we get that from the old covenant and we learn that from the earthly priesthood there. But actually, it was the same thing there. These were God's administrators on the earth. Amen. The high priest was God's administrator of the covenant. The power of God went through him or went through the king. It still does.
Amen. Amen.
You are a king and a priest.
Amen.
Now, that sounds strange to us. Jesus, the high minister, that's exactly what he is. And we get our word from administration, the one that administers. He is the high minister of the body of Christ, both in heaven and in earth. Now, remember where we are now. Seed for the sower. He ministers. Bread for the eater. He ministers. The multiplying of the seed sown. He ministers.
Hallelujah.
And you're the minister that he intends and has deep, deep desire to use in his kingdom to minister bread where it's needed, seed to those that are believing for seed, and then later when the Lord says, now go over there and multiply that seed that we sowed into that fellow, a couple of years later, and here you're the multiplier now. You missed a good place to shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All grace. All grace. Now, wait a minute. It said he's able to make all grace abound towards you. That included the riches and the wealth of Jesus before he came to the earth and suffered poverty on the cross. Yeah. That's who you are. Your family. The scripture says you've been named after him both in heaven and in earth. And nearly all the body of Christ for years has put that wealth off till they get to heaven. Now there's reason behind that. The main reason is because the devil will kill you with religion. The other reason is because people tried to walk in it and failed and said, well, I guess God just don't want me to have it. I guess it's just not his will. Well, when did his will change on account of you? I want to ask you something. Here we're talking about grace here. Did you earn your salvation? If you tried to, you ain't got it. Amen. Did you earn the infilling of the Holy Spirit?
No.
How'd you get it? Huh? Wasn't it by grace? Did you earn your faith? How'd you get it? We just found out how they got it. They got it by grace. Amen. What made you think you're going to have to earn your money? Now, wait a minute before you go get all happy. I didn't say you don't have to work. But when you're working in the blessing, then the blessing's out there working for you. And here you are at labor, just at rest, because, I mean, whatever they're paying you there on the job don't mean anything to you. The only reason you're there is because the Holy Ghost told you to go there and get a job. Now, why would he do that? Why is he so deeply interested in where you work and where you go? Well, I ain't going out there and get me one of them dumb minimum wage jobs. That's not a job, it's an assignment.
That's good.
That minimum wage is pretty good seed. But nowhere in the Word of God did it say you're supposed to live on that.
That's right.
So let him that stole, steal no more. Let him work with his hands that which is good, so that he may have to give to him that needs. If God told you to go over there, Brother Copeland, I don't want to go over there and flip hamburgers. Why? Well, I don't know nothing about it. That's a terrible place, and I don't want to go over there. It's a bad neighborhood, and I don't even want to go. Well, why do you think you've been sent?
Yeah. Come on.
You're the blessed. Amen. You're supposed to go over there and release. You're supposed to go over there and bless somebody. You're supposed to go over there and give. You're supposed to go over there and lend. You're supposed to go over there and talk about righteousness. And your seed will be strong in that place. You may wind up owning it. You may wind up getting everybody in there born again. They may all reject you and get nothing. And God say, I appreciate what you did, and I never forget. I never forget the seed you sown in helping the saints. He said, now come on, I got another job for you. All you need to learn how to do is say, yes, sir. Where are we going this time? See, the job of the blessing was to expand the Garden of Eden. And when God released it, that's what it does, and it's never designed to do anything else. Wherever you go with it, it will immediately begin to change the circumstances and turn the place where you are into a Garden of Eden. But now your work and your diligence, your faith, your utterance, everything needs to be flowing in the blessing and not flowing out of your own flesh. Man, I mean, you ought to be the hardest worker in the whole place. Amen. Because you're not depending on that $6, $7, $8 an hour, whatever it is now. You're not depending on that. No, God will take care of you. How's he going to take care of me, Brother Copeland? I don't know. I know how. Yes. I don't know who. He's going to minister it to you. If you need food, he'll minister you food. If you need seed, he'll minister you seed. When comes time to multiply in your seed, he'll multiply it. And have nothing to do with McDonald's or Jack in the Box or anybody else in this world order. It's not based on that. And the next thing you know, it may look a little rough over there, brother. I mean, you know. But you just stay where you're assigned. You just keep doing what you've been called to do. And you just keep a smile on your face and loving everybody, and they're calling you every kind of a turkey name you can think of. And you just keep smiling and just keep coming every morning when you come in. Every morning when you come in. Good morning, Mark. Amen. 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 And just keep moving, because your objective is not to be liked. Your objective is not, you're supposed to not care. You are there to bring the blessing of God on this place and rid it of the curse.
Amen.
And get the sorrow out of it.
Amen.
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 And it begins to take traction. It begins to work. Praise the Lord. And things start happening around you. People start blessing you and don't even know why. But there are those coming now. This is where we are right now. There are those people that God can speak to and say, listen, I want you to go over there to such and such place. I have a person on assignment over there that's believing me for some seed. I want you to go over there and take $1,000 worth of seed, and I want you to go take $1,000 worth of blessing with you. Amen. Now, that happens to you over a period of years, and you get to where ain't no bad news can shake you much. Amen. It just doesn't rattle your cage. Why? One plain thing is because you're diligent. And I don't care what they accuse you of in the media or anywhere else. If you've done your job right and your books are clean and spotless for 40 years and you're diligent before the Lord, you don't have to care. Amen. Our things are not secret. They are private. They are private. And I'm not going to just roll over every time once somebody won't come look at my books. I give up my constitutional protection if I do that. And give up your constitutional protection if I do. So you just forget that. Amen. But I know what our books are like. I know that we've had an outside audit year after year after year after year after year. I know. I don't have to read what somebody else says and then start sweating because of what they think. You know what I think about what they think? Nothing. That's not my job.
Right.
Don't you care, Brother Copeland, what they believe about you? No. That's not my assignment.
That's right.
Is to make them believe things good about me. My assignment is to bring this book to a place where you can believe good things about God. You can believe good things about Jesus. You can believe good things from this book, and the power and the love of God come into your life where you begin to walk like this. Praise God. Yeah, now I care about that.
Hallelujah.
That's where my care is, and that's all the care I have.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Did you get anything out of that tonight? Well, that's where we're going tomorrow night, and you'll be glad you came, so don't miss any of it. Would you all stand with me, please? Say it out loud. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
The blessing is working in me now.
The blessing of salvation.
The blessing of the Holy Ghost.
The blessing of faith.
The blessing of all the gifts of the
Spirit.
And all that God has is in that blessing. I'm redeemed from the curse. Jesus has been made a curse for me.
So that the blessing of Abraham
might come on me
and all the rest of us,
that we might receive the promise of the
Spirit.
I receive it.
I'm blessed.
My house is blessed.
All that I have is
blessed. The blessing is working.
I'm blessed going out.
Blessed coming in.
My family is
blessed.
The seed of my generation is
blessed.
Well, give the Lord a praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah.
Peace. Prosperity. Health. Joy. Salvation.
We're talking about the Bible definition of the godly rich.
Now, from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, the all-new teaching series, The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich. Available on compact disc and DVD, this series teaches you how to open the door to the inheritance of every believer.
Everything in this book, from Genesis chapter 2, is part of the blessing.
In this series, Kenneth explains the nature of the blessing.
You're not blessed because you're healed, but you are healed because of the blessing. You're not blessed because of wealth and riches in your house. You have wealth and riches in your house because you're blessed.
Meditate with this all-new teaching from Kenneth Copeland and begin today to enjoy all that is already yours as a believer. To order Kenneth Copeland's brand new teaching series, The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll free at 800-575-4455. The cost for these enlightening and timely messages is just $18 and is available on DVD or CD. To order by mail, you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. Order The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich today.
I want you to have all
of these meetings, not just what we could edit and put on the broadcast, but all of it. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. You're not blessed because you're rich. You're rich because you're blessed. You're not blessed because you're healed. You're healed because you're blessed. All of that, all of it, is the entire gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. You can explore a new level of revelation in the blessing. The Garden of Eden is full of God's expression and his love for all men for all time. Praise God. Now then, Jesus walked in the blessing without measure. Now it's time for the body of Christ to do the same thing, to walk in the blessing, the fullness of the blessing, blessing without measure in all of our lives and all the grace of God compounding around us that includes riches and wealth and honor and healing for your body and good health. Praise God. Father, we release our faith today for this radio and television audience to move and receive and understand more revelation of the blessing of heaven. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. West Coast, June the 30th through July the 5th. New location this year, Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California, just right up the road there from Anaheim. But I'll tell you, you're going to be glad we made the change. Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, Keith Moore, Gloria and me. I mean, the whole team is there this year. And this is your year of the fullness of blessing, blessing without measure. So get in it. Amen. Come on and get in here. Use your faith. Praise God, and God will see to it that you get there and that you have the greatest week you've ever had in your life. Now listen, don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Vitally important. KCM.org. Catch up. Stay up. We'll see you then. Until then, Kenneth Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure. Jump in the 2008 West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location. Come to the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days together with other believers from around the world. With Super Kid Academy in 1440, there's a place for the whole family. Call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
We're talking about rich. We're talking about the Bible definition of the godly rich.